Hello, everybody, and welcome. I am DJ Shockley of AtlantaFalcons.com. Thank you guys for joining me again. This is Film Session presented by Microsoft Surface. Huge dominating win by the Atlanta Falcons in L.A. over the Rams. A lot of good plays, a lot of guys doing a lot of great things. And I want to talk about one particular play here on offense by Nick Williams. Nick Williams, a guy who was on practice squad for majority of the year, but had his opportunity to play and was huge in this ball game on third down. Let's talk about a particular play in the game where he actually made a great play. This is a play on third and six, and the Falcons are going to have what's called mirror routes on the outside. So mirror routes means you have the same routes here. You got a corner route by the outside guys, corner route here, and then you also have those option routes on the inside. On the inside, you have here Gabriel, and then you have Nick Williams here. Both guys have the leeway to work inside, or they can work outside, depending on leverage of the defensive back. What's so great about Nick Williams, right, is he's so patient at the top of his route that the defensive back doesn't know if he's going to go inside or outside, and he does a good job of playing to the defensive back's weakness. So as you can see, Nick Williams, he lines up in the slot. As he comes out, watch the patience here. He sets him up. The defensive back has really good coverage. He's really square on him. He has a chance to guard him one way or another, but Nick Williams does a great job of being patient at the top of his route, not giving away. Is he going to break inside or outside? He does a good job of facing him up, and then he just creates his space, and boom. Look at the space he created by being patient at the top of his route, and then comes out of it. And look at the huge, huge area he has to catch the football in to make a play. And it's third and six, and leaves this defensive back right here in his own little wake. So nice job of Nick Williams being patient at the top of his route. And then, as you can see, a huge pitch and catch, first down Atlanta Falcons. Great job of Nick Williams coming in on third down, understanding that, hey, I have patience in this route. His man coverage. He does a good job of releasing outward and then, of course, facing that defensive back up. So great job by Nick Williams on third down. Another completion. Another guy stepping up, taking advantage of the pool of his opportunity and making a play for the Falcons. Big time play on third down. All right, we just saw a great offensive play by a guy stepping up. And also, I'm going to talk about a defensive guy. We all saw Vic Beasley. Big time play. Call him the Beast, whatever you want to call him. He's playing really big for the Falcons. And we always talk about matchups on the outside with receivers or running backs or linebackers. The defense is doing a good job of finding bad matchups with Vic Beasley. And now in this particular play, I'm going to show you, it's a bad matchup for the LA Rams with Vic Beasley coming around and getting the sack. And he's actually matched up against the center of all people, and that's a bad matchup for the LA Rams. So let's get into what happened on this particular play. The Falcons are running what's called a TE stunt with a slot blitz off the side. And what that means really, here's Vic Beasley right here. He's the defensive end. You got Grady Jarrett, who is the tackle. Now, what happens is he comes up and he occupies this lineman here. He comes up and you see he's going to take him away. Vic Beasley will come all the way around. And the TE, that's what that stands for, tackle and end, a stunt. Tackle goes first, end comes around. And you got Brian Poole on the outside who's going to come from the slot with the slot blitz as well. So this tackle has to take him. And then you see Grady Jarrett comes up, the guard takes him, and then here comes Vic Beasley all the way around right here where the center is, and the center has to really block Vic Beasley, which is not a good matchup for the Rams. As the play starts, you can see Beasley come upfield. Now you see the tack. Here comes a slot blitz from the outside. Poole's coming from the outside to keep contained. Beasley's coming all the way around here from the tackle, from the end spot, to keep contained on him. But you see the center's eyes is looking here. He doesn't even see Vic coming around. By the time he notices him comes around, it's going to be too late, and Vic already has him beat. Too late on there, tackle and stunt with a slot blitz. Keep a containment on the outside here by Brian Poole, and you see Vic coming through pretty much free-handed, one-hand block. That's not going to stop Vic Beasley. He's doing a great job of getting upfield. And you got to love what Vic Beasley's doing right now, getting upfield, making a play. And those are the type of plays that you're seeing from the Atlanta Falcons. They're creating those matchups, finding ways to get Vic free and get more sacks. Vic Beasley is the first player in Falcons history to have three sacks, a forced fumble, and a score in a game. So they're finding ways to be creative to get him to the quarterback, and he's doing a good job of getting there. Thank you guys for joining me. I'm DJ Shockley of AtlantaFalcons.com. This has been Film Session presented by Microsoft Surface.